last time that David had been anointed to be king. He was supposed to be king. God's people knew that he was supposed to be king. Samuel anointed him to be king, yet he wasn't king yet. Everybody say yet. You know, the Bible says the blessing of the Lord does what? All right, you're supposed to be rich. God knows you're supposed to be rich. The devil knows you're supposed to be rich. And somehow, sometimes, those riches have not manifested what? Yet. That's okay. That's okay. Because if you don't stop it, God's will is going to be done in your life. Somebody say amen. Rasheed, good to see you, man. Praise God. We was talking about him in the earlier service. Amen. Caught that baby. You caught your baby in the parking lot, man, God? Yeah, we talked about that. Got to be able to hear God. God told him, turn around, catch that baby. He turned around, caught that baby. But there are things that have been prophesied over your life. There are things that you've been dreaming about, things that you have said. And, you know, the world has this whole concept now called manifesting. Wonder where they got that from. They got it from the word of God. Amen. So there are things that you're believing for, things that you've been dreaming about. You know, many of us have, vision boards. How many of y'all got vision boards? How many of y'all been to vision board class, vision board workshops, looked online and saw YouTube about vision boarding? You read a book about vision boarding. You got your vision board up. You got all your posters and little pictures and little cutouts and scriptures and all of that. All the things that you're supposed to have and be and do. But yet and still, it hasn't manifested. Why word? Yet. That's why the Bible says yet, but I praise him. Oh, if I can get two people to just give them a yet praise. It haven't happened yet, but I'm still going to praise you. It haven't manifested, won't work yet, yes. But I'm still going to give him some glory. Yes. Somebody say amen. Amen. So what do you do until he comes true? What do you do when it looks like everything is going in the other direction? So David was being chased by his father-in-law, of all people. Father-in-law kept trying to kill him. God. Things went from bad to worse. So then David said, I'll tell you what, I pulled myself out of the whole situation and went to a foreign city, foreign king, and he stayed with him for a couple of years. Him and his men, everybody was chilling. Everything was okay. But then the Philistines rose up to go against the Israelites. And the man that David was staying with, the country, was the Philistines' allies. And so the Philistines said, hey, bro, that dude can't come with us because we're going against his people. And what if he turn against us to help his people? So you got to get rid of him. So then the man put David and his people out. And the man was like, man, I don't want to do this. They've been good to us. Say, bro, we got to go. He can't come with us. So put him out. So David, them, they go back to wherever they were. And when they go back, look at verse 2. What happens? Let's go to verse 2, y'all. The Amalekites had come in and taken captive the women. Didn't kill them, but it carried them off, had burned their cities down. Verse 3. And so David and his men came to the city. Behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives, their sons, and daughters were taken captive. By who? The Amalekites, however you say it. Why were the Amalekites able to do this? Because Saul, David's father-in-law, didn't kill him when God told him to kill them all off. So now he's still dealing with his father-in-law's problem. At the same time, from bad to worse, what do I do when God comes, before God comes through? Go to the next verse. David and the people that were with them lifted up their voices and wept. Now these were mighty men. But to come back and see your town destroyed, all your houses destroyed, your wives and your children gone. And these guys start crying, they wept until they couldn't weep anymore. Verse 5. And David's two wives were taken captive. Go. Verse 6. And David was greatly distressed, is where we are. David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him because the soul of the people was grieved. They turned against David, who was the leader, who had done nothing wrong. You know, people just get mad and turn on the leader. Hello? Want to riot, want to, you know, loot and do all kind of stuff. And it said, every man, the sons and daughters, but David encouraged himself. What to do when God hasn't come through yet? What to do when it gets worse? What to do when all that stuff on your vision board look like it ain't gonna never happen? Not only has it not happened, it looks like you're getting further away from the manifestation of it. When you keep getting bad news after bad news after bad news. Hello? You go for your dream house, they tell you you didn't get it. A month later, you lose the house you in and Hurricane Harvey and all your cars. That happened to us. And we still believing for the dream house. Not only did we get the dream house, now the house that we in, we lost it. Now we lost all the cars that we had in the house that we're in. What do you do then? Well, David learned to do something when he was out in the wilderness with the sheep, when he facing the bear and the lion and all that. He learned to do what? Encourage. Come on, somebody. Right? He learned to encourage. How many of y'all know how to encourage yourself? Some of us need too many people. Oh my God. Some of us need that, but that's why we're on Facebook and stuff all the time. And we need too many likes and we need too many clicks and we need too many friends and we need all that kind of stuff. And when we get down, we go on there and see how many people liked our post and how many clicked it and how many people rang the bell and how many people subscribed. Man, you don't need all of that. Somebody say amen. I wish I had two people to know that all you need is yourself. Because you got a mouth, don't you? And you got ears, don't you? And if you need to hear some encouragement, you can speak some encouragement out your own mouth. Come on, somebody. You better learn how to encourage yourself when things get bad and start looking bad. And you looking around for somebody to give you a high five or give you a pat on the back. You better learn to talk to yourself and say, self, you better get yourself together. Come on, somebody. You better learn how to say, self, we gonna make it. Come on, somebody. You better learn to say, self, you can't give up now. Hallelujah. God done brought us too far. And he didn't bring me this far. Come on, somebody. To leave me. Somebody say amen. Amen. The songwriter says, sometimes you, come on somebody, gotta encourage yourself. It's okay to have people we're talking and encouraging and church members and stuff like that, but sometimes you can be in such a place. 1 o'clock in the morning, the devil done got a hold to you and start talking to you about your past and start talking about the dude that didn't do you right and the girl that left you and all, and she jilted you at the altar, all that stuff. And sometimes you ain't got no church member. Sometimes you don't have a pastor. Sometimes your mom and them sleep. Somebody say amen. And then sometimes you got to learn to what? Sometimes you got to speak victory during the test. And no matter how you feel, can be here. Speak over yourself. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Woo, God. So what do I do till he comes through? We rejoice that we got the building, yeah?
Yes.
But y'all don't know, oh God. They don't know, do they, Jim? Oh God. Now that was a journey. We knew it was going to be a journey. Because one of the things that me and my wife has resolved, that anything God got for us, the devil going to fight it because he hates us.
Yes.
And I want you to understand, y'all, you may be looking at people in the world and Denzel Washington and all them people, they tell their stories, seem like their story was easy and stuff like that. Y'all, do you know why it was so easy for them? Y'all, because the devil not fighting them. Come on, somebody. They're not trying to build the kingdom. Come on, somebody. They're not trying to do nothing for God. Come on. I love all of them, but they're not doing nothing for God. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
But when you step out and you're a child of God, you're trying to do something for God, you're going to have all kind of adversaries, all kind of people coming against you. David was supposed to be king. He was anointed to be king. And all hell broke loose against him. But he learned how to do what? So what do I do until God comes through? Learn to encourage yourself. Now, y'all, this is for real. Learn what encourages you in the word.
Amen.
If you got a favorite sermon, you ought to wear it out. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Listen to it over and over.
Yes.
And when you get down, listen to it again.
Yes.
And when you start feeling bad, listen to it again. You got a favorite song, a gospel song, a worship song, you got to put that thing on loop. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
What was that Travis Green song? No, not the other one. Made Away. What? My wife know it. I there was a season in my life. I put Made Away on loop. No, I'm serious. Am I lying? In my office, it played all day. It played all night. When I woke up in the morning, I heard it. He made a way. I don't know how. I don't know how, but he did it. Somebody say amen.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but he did it. And when I woke up and went to the bathroom, I heard made a way. When I went to sleep that night, I heard made a way. When I went to work, I listened to it on my iPod, made a way. When I got back home and walked through my door, I heard again, made a way. I kept encouraging. You gotta know what encourages you. When you get discouraged. And some of y'all haven't found that out yet. You got to know what encourages you.
That's
come on, somebody.
Yes.
Yeah, we built our own prayer room and stuff. I got the sights and the smells and the sounds that encourages me.
Yes.
I can walk right into a good atmosphere because I created it. Because when I get down, come on, somebody.
Yeah.
I need something to pick me up.
Yes.
I'm not always level all the time.
Yeah.
My emotions go up and down. But God never changes. His word never changes. Do you know what encourages you? Do you have a list? Do you have a song list? Do you have a video list? Do you have a sermon list? You ought to have one on your iPad. Just a list. As soon as I push it, I'm encouraged. As soon as I push it, I'm inspired. You ought to have pictures that inspire you. Somebody say
amen.
You got to know how to keep your soul up. Keep your mind and your will and your emotions up. Oh, my God. I believe we underestimate the power of encouragement. I believe we have people all around us all the time that are struggling to hold on mentally. Even in this room right now, you don't know. Come on, somebody. People may be struggling. They may be on their last leg. They may be hanging on by a spider web. They may be hanging on by a thread. And we underestimate the power of encouragement. Sometimes people are having the fight of their life. You ever been in the fight of your life?
Yes.
And didn't nobody know it? Been in the fight of your life mentally, nobody cared? You better learn how to encourage yourself.
Yes.
Don't get no gun. Don't get no razor. Don't get no pills. Get the word of God. Somebody say amen. Speak the word. Speak the word. Speak victory. Speak healing. Speak breakthrough. Get them scriptures. And confess them over and over. So glad you know those blessing scriptures. Amen. Say them over and over. Somebody say amen. You've got to keep your heart encouraged. You've got to keep yourself encouraged. And Jesus was so serious about this. And I know a lot of times we quote Jesus' words, but we don't really understand what he was saying. Y'all know John 14:1, we say the funerals all the time. You know what Jesus said? He said, let not your heart be troubled. Don't let it. Which means that it's going to try to be troubled. You see, when they burn down your buildings and they take your wives and the people want to stone you. I mean, all he got now is the people left and they turned on him. Y'all, your heart wants to be troubled. The Bible says he was very distressed. But what did he do to counter that distress? He encouraged himself. See, encouragement countered the distress. So remember this. If something that is present in your life, that means something. But if something is absent in your life, that means something else. I think we think it don't matter. Certain things don't matter. God's just going to do whatever. No. If David had not learned to encourage himself, he'd have never came out victorious. So encouragement is very important. And you might not always have a person that's going to encourage you. So you got to learn to encourage yourself. And listen to what Jesus said. He said, let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, you also believe in me. What is he saying? If you know you got God, if you know you got Jesus, if you know you got the Holy Ghost, y'all, at different points, that's all you need. Now, God's going to use people eventually and all that kind of stuff. But y'all, that's all you, in a low place, you can't get to nobody, ain't nobody talking to you, everybody's turning against you. You better learn how to manage your own heart. He say, don't let your heart be troubled. How do you do that? Somebody just passed away unexpectedly. He said, don't let your heart be troubled. Oh, God. Oh, God. I just got a new house, and now I lost my job. How can you not let your heart be troubled? You better, sometimes you play it again. Play it again, made a way. Play it again, while I'm waiting. Play it again, break every chain. Play it again, 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 play it again. And you'll learn how to, see, as long as you're in that environment, you cry a little bit, but you get happy, don't you? Yeah. You get inspired, don't you? As long as you keep the devil in the environment of faith, in the environment of spirit, you'll whip him every time. But as long as the devil can keep you in the environment of the flesh, in the environment of discouragement, in the environment of your carnal mind, he'll whip you every time. So you got to get him. No, come on over here, Mr. Devil. Come on over here and listen to this Travis Green. Come on over here and listen to this word. Come on over here and listen to this message. No, you ain't dragging me over. No. If you want to talk to me, you got to talk to me in my prayer room. You got to talk to me over this song that's singing in my ear. You got to talk to me through this word I'm speaking out of my mouth. That's true. My mentor taught me that, Ken Hagin, he said it. He said, if you would keep the devil in the environment of faith and spiritual things, you will whip him every single time. But this ain't the time to binge on the Housewives of and Food Network and Chopped and all that stuff that we do to anesthetize and feel better. When you're going through, you better know how to encourage yourself. How? In the Lord. So we find a lot of ways to encourage ourselves. But the Bible said, go back to that scripture, David encouraged himself how?
In the Lord.
Some people roll a blunt and encourage themselves. Some people get a 40 and encourage themselves. Drink a couple of apple martinis and encourage himself. Go to Pornhub and do all kind of stuff to themselves. Somebody say amen. No. The Bible said David encouraged himself in the Lord. Yeah. And so many times, y'all, when we get to a place, what to do until God comes through? So many times we get to a rocky place, we're reaching for other stuff to encourage us. I just want to watch something funny. Got a lot of cussing in it, one nudity scene, but it's okay. Just want to take my mind off it. The word will take your mind off it. Hello? Is that true? Why are people getting high? Because they so low. They feel so low. They feel so low. I mean, I don't blame people. They ain't got the Holy Ghost. They ain't got the Bible. They ain't got, you know, they ain't got none of that. They ain't got God. I'd probably be rolling blunts too, left and right. If I ain't have God. But you got to learn to encourage yourself what? Look at John 16:33. This is Jesus again. He said, these things have I spoken unto you that you might have peace. You know, he left peace. Peace is important to Jesus. You know, some people are so full of drama, they can't even live without drama. They just love drama. You're a drama king, you need to get delivered. Keep choosing people with drama, all kind of stuff. You know? But Jesus, peace was important. He said, I've spoken to you that you may have peace. In this world, you might have tribulation. Is that what it's saying? It's multiple choice, you're going to have tribulation. If you were the faith, you probably ain't going to have no tribulation. If you're a Christian and love the Lord, you ain't gonna have no tribulation. If you quiet and don't mess with nobody, that's what my wife used to say. I'm quiet, I don't mess with nobody. You ain't gonna have no tribulation. No. It said in this line, what's gonna happen? You shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. You know what he say? Command your soul. Take control of your mind. Take control of your heart. Come on, somebody. Be of good cheer. I'm having tribulation. Right. Take control. You know what he's saying? Sometimes you. That's what he's saying right there. You're going to have to encourage. Come on, somebody. Yourself. He said, be a good cheer. Why? Because I've already did what? Overcome the world. So what do I do until God comes through? Number one, you ought to write this out. Encourage yourself. Don't underestimate encouragement. Always check up on your soul. If you're discouraged, and you know, men, we don't like to talk about that. We either glad or mad. We just got two emotions. But see, your wife, she get on your nerves. You get a, no. What's wrong? No, something else is wrong. Ain't nothing else wrong. No. You need to tell me. I know you. She know your soul. What's troubling your soul? Girl, just leave me alone. Don't ask me. If you keep asking me what's wrong, then something's going to be wrong. Ask me what's wrong no more. Ain't nothing wrong. But what is he saying? He's saying, get control of your soul. Check up on your soul. Sometimes you don't know that you're discouraged. And my wife coming in, because she got prophetic on me. You discouraged about that, something happened to me. No. She was here disregarded until she said, baby, it's gonna be all right. God told me. I knew you was discouraged. I knew it. I'm not discouraged. You got to check up. One priest said, you got to think about what you're thinking about. Sometimes we don't even know what we're thinking about. And we discourage y'all. So Jesus said, you're going to have trials and tribulation. Be of good cheer. I've already come. He said, you're going to win. You're going to win. Y'all, the only way, I want you to listen to this. The only way you will not win whatever you're facing right now is if you quit. And I've adopted this a long time ago. I heard a priest say a long time ago, I cannot be defeated and I will not quit. I cannot be defeated. He just told him, I've already overcome the world. So I can't be defeated, so I will not quit. The only way I can be defeated is to quit. Somebody say amen. Number two, the second thing that David did was after he encouraged himself. Look at verse 8. After he encouraged himself, by himself, with nobody else there. That's what God gave you a mouth and ears for. To speak to your own self and encourage yourself. So you can hear your own self speaking encouraging words. Come on. I'm not who they said I was. I'm better than this. Whoa, I'm gonna tell you something I've had to say over and over. I'm better than this. Come on, somebody. Yeah. I'm better than this. I'm better than this. I'm better. I mean, I had to say it to myself. I'm better than this. Come on. I ain't putting up with this no more. I'm better than this. I don't care what they say. I don't care what they think. I'm better than this. Somebody say amen. So after he's encouraged himself, then he inquired of the Lord. Now, this is very important. We talked about it a little bit Wednesday. Here is our major problem, and this is the devil's strategy. He wants to get you discouraged and then force you to make a decision. And when you're discouraged, you make the wrong decisions. Because you're not in the right frame of, your emotions are all jacked up, your will is all out of whack. Is this true? So the devil's strategy is to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to come and get you all thrown off by something. So I said, Mama, I can get so many good comments online and emails and stuff. One bad comment, I start thinking about it. Yeah. But what about all the hundreds that you got that everybody said you was a blessing to them? But the devil wants to get you thrown off. He wants to get you discouraged. Now, I'm going to tell you this. Write this down. Don't ever, 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 and write all the evers. Make a decision when you're discouraged. In psychology, they use the HALT model, right? Hungry, angry, lonely, tired. Don't make no decision like that. I know we got children, they in children's church, but still being discreet. The H and the hungry can be for different stuff. Do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Because you're not only hungry for food. You could be H-y for other stuff. And you'll make a bad decision. Don't make decisions when you're discouraged. You gotta get out of hungry. You gotta get out of angry. Want me to just get to the peak of loneliness? Just go out to the club, get the first dude, the one come home. Oh God. And a six pack of STDs. That night, she made a bad decision with permanent consequences. Right? It's very crucial. So when I get discouraged, I got to say to my soul, why thou disquietest, O soul? Yes? Right? I got to talk to my soul, find out what's going on. I'm discouraged. Why am I discouraged? You ever been discouraged and didn't know why? And had to try to figure it out? And then go, oh, that's what it was. Right? So then, what's the next step? What should I do then? Encourage myself. I got to get myself back up. I got to get myself out of H-A-L-T, halt. Hungry, angry, lonely, tired. I got to get myself back to where, Lord lift us up where we belong. I got to get back where I belong. Then I go and inquire of God. You can't even hear God. You can't even hear God. You can't hear God. And then sometimes, oh, baby, you just need to take a nap. No, I don't. But I be needing to take a nap, though. Don't do nothing else. Just don't do, she come in there, close my stuff. Just don't do nothing else. Just go take a nap. Because you're tired. Sometimes you just be tired. You can't do nothing good tired. You can't make the right decision tired. You see what I'm saying? You're discouraged, right? So you got to get up out of that discouragement. Yes? Yes? All right. Then you inquire of the Lord. So once you get yourself back, he encouraged himself, and then he inquired. He said, Lord, shall I pursue after these truths? Shall I overtake them? He answered, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them. And without fail, you'll recover it all. So that means everything he lost, he was going to get it back. Y'all know what happened? Because he encouraged himself. See, when you're discouraged, it's no hope. So why am I inquiring of God anyway? God ain't going to tell me nothing. I ain't going to be able to hear from God. Whatever, right? That's when we go to the dope, when we go to the sex, and we go to the drinking, and we go back to the party. We go call X, boy, X. I asked my mom, I said, you want to go? No, baby, I don't go back. You are, come on, somebody. You ought to at least have enough sense. Don't go back. Come on, somebody. Here you are going back, calling Leroy. You know Leroy wasn't right. Leroy ain't been right. Ain't never been right. He be ready, though. Oh, yeah. Want me to come over? Don't call Leroy, man. Leave Leroy alone. Hello? He was able to hear God because he had encouraged himself. He inquired. God told him what to do. Yes? Now, y'all, can you give me 5 more minutes and I'm done? I promise you, 5 more minutes, I'm done. So, y'all, so then after that, what do we do next? He inquired of the Lord. He won the battle. Number 3, then what do? Number 3, I praise God. Right? And look, in Acts 16:25, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed, saying praises unto God. And the prisoners heard him, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison was shaken. And immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loosed. Learn in the midst of your trial and everything that's going on, learn to praise him before, during, and after. Somebody say amen. Amen. That was an easy, quick point, right? But number 4, praise him until it make people uncomfortable. 1 Samuel 17:54. Now, y'all remember David when he killed Goliath? The Bible say he cut the head off Goliath. And some researchers and commentators, and they say that David, he walked around with the head of Goliath. 1 Samuel 17:54. He took the head down to Jerusalem. Can you imagine? And y'all, sometimes people they don't want to hear your testimony. They don't want to hear you say it one more time. Y'all, you know I've been telling that testimony about Hurricane Harvey since 2017. I looked up, we in 2023. That's 6 years. You know that? I've been telling that story for 6 years. People, sometimes they roll their eyes, whatever. I don't care. Somebody say amen. Amen. That's my testimony. Amen. And I overcome. Come on, somebody. Amen. By the word of my testimony. Amen. And by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. And that's what's wrong with some of y'all. You done lost your testimony. Come on, somebody. You done stopped telling it. Come on. Yeah. You think, well, people tired of hearing. Hey, I don't give a flip about people. Forget about people. Come on, somebody. Sometimes I tell it to encourage myself. Somebody say amen. When ain't nobody say amen, I pull out the Hurricane Harvey story. Two
2017, come on somebody, I lost my house and four cars in a moment, but God brought us through, brought us into our house in 28 days with no money down. Somebody ought to say amen. You got to testify until it make people uncomfortable. And where David went, oh, hold on, let me. David coming to the family reunion. Hey, David, Nana say you can't bring the head up. Well, I ain't coming up in here without the head. Well, where you going to put the head? You can't put the head over there with the food. Well, y'all better find somewhere for my head. Come on, somebody. Because not a few days ago, come on, somebody, there was a Philistine. He was uncircumcised. He was standing before the army of God. He was defying the army of God and blaspheming God. And no man would stand up. And I say, I'll fight him. And he began to say stuff like that. He was going to feed my carcass to the birds, did they? I told him, I said, I would defeat you in the name of the Lord. Y'all, I didn't back down. I ran toward him. And I took my slingshot. And I ran around and around. And I hit him with one shot in the middle of his forehead. And he fell down, but he wasn't dead. And I took out his sword, and I cut off his head. And I bring this head everywhere I go to remind all of my enemies, if he did it for me then, he'll do it for me now. It's my testimony, and I overcome by the word of my testimony and the blood of the Lamb. And you remember one time, they had brought back the Ark of the Covenant.
Yeah, yeah.
And David was dancing. 2 Samuel 6:22. After he had been made king, you know, we was in 1 Samuel, you know, 30. You know, he never became king, even through all that in 1 Samuel. He had to get over in 2 Samuel chapter 2 before they made him king. What does that tell you? Sometimes things take a little more time. But his wife Bathsheba saw him, and he was dancing. I thought people would dance a little more today, huh? Well, I know you're trying to be polite. I know you don't want to step on nobody's feet. I know there's people here that don't know you like that. But David, when he danced, out his clothes. Now, he didn't dance naked. He had some stuff on under it, but he danced all the way down to his wife beater. Come on, somebody. And his wife said, you all out there dancing in front of the maid servants and the little pretty girl. And he said, I will be yet more vile than this. I will be more indignified than this. And I will be base in my own sight. And of the maid servant which you spoke of, and them shall I be in honor. Because he said, the Ark of the Covenant, the presence of the Lord has been brought back to Jerusalem. And I don't care, I don't know what you came to do, but I came to praise the Lord. I came to clap my hands. I came to do my dance. I came to shout for joy. And if my praising God makes you uncomfortable, then excuse me. I gotta praise him anyhow. And if my standing up get on your nerves, then excuse me. I gotta give him some praise. Ain't nobody gonna stop me from praising him, cause can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. I'm gonna shout. I'm gonna dance. I'm gonna praise. It's too loud. Get you some earbuds, cause I'm gonna praise him. You don't know like I know what he's done for me. You don't know like I know what he's done for me. Yes. Yes. I don't know what you came to do. Hallelujah. I said, I don't know what you came to, but I came to shout for joy. I came to do my dance. tame to leap up and down. I'll be more undignified than this. 11 years ago in the Pine Trails community, we started our church, moved to the community center. We had 50 chairs, but only 5 members. But we kept coming and opening up the doors and putting out the signs. I don't despise small beginnings. Hallelujah. But on this Thursday, April the 20th, at 11 a.m., we signed all the closing documents on a 4-acre, 42,000 square foot building. Yeah! You think I'm not gonna praise him? You think I'm not gonna leap? You think I'm not gonna shout? God's been good to me. Yes, he has. When people turned their back, God was with me. When people wagged their heads, God was with me. When people stabbed me in the back, God was with me. Yes, they did. When I was falsely accused, God was with me. Yeah. Oh, yes. I thank God. I thank God. This is the victory that overcome the world, even our faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Stop looking at what you see and start looking at what's not seen. For we look not at the things which are seen, for the things which are seen are temporary. We walk by faith, not by sight. Hallelujah. It looks like it's getting worse. You better keep praising him. It feels worse. Keep on praising him. It don't look like, it don't sound like, it don't feel like you're coming out of this one. I remember David. He said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Keep on praising. Keep on praising. Keep on praising with tears in your eyes. Keep on praising with pain in your body. Keep on praising with eviction notices. Keep on praising. Go! He'll come through right on time. Yes! Woo! I want to encourage you today. Everybody standing on your feet, we're getting ready to go.